This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora te whanau, talo fa lava, ahlan o masahlan, ni hao, kamlo, yuvla everyone, wanakam, heili khoshamadi, konnichiwa, annyeonghaseyo, ulawinaka, malolele.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Otipoti.
Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills.
Set up networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Welcome to Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. I'm lucky to have in the studio a special guest who runs the Musselburgh Community Gardens, which is part of our Heart and Soul program. Welcome to Sue Neville. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you, Peter.
And tell me, what is your heritage?
My heritage is New Zealand Swiss. actually. My parents came out to New Zealand, and I was born here. And then when I was 9 years old, we all went back to Switzerland. So I grew up in Switzerland and came out as a young adult to live in New Zealand again.
And how did you end up here in Dunedin?
I was interested to do ceramics, pottery, yeah. And there was a one-year course here. And I came down, and also my husband-to-be was studying down here, so that combined those two things. And when I travelled through the first time in my early 20s, I thought Dunedin's the place I'd like to live because I loved the old buildings, and it reminded me of, I felt comfortable being in Europe with lots of old buildings. I just thought it was a really lovely place.
So, the community garden, tell me about that. When did you start there?
Well, a few years back, I saw a notice in the paper looking for some people to help out at the garden.
Yeah.
So I went along, and there was only me and the president and one other person. And I said, well, I'll help out, but I don't want to run it all by myself.
Yeah.
And so I started working away there, and because it's also part of the school, I got in touch with the principal. But also I'm part of our food network, and on that committee, I'm on the committee there, on that committee was Jenny Upton, who's she works for Enviro Schools. Now, yep. And when I said, oh, I think I'm helping out at that school, she said, well, I'll help because that school is part of Enviro Schools.
Thank you. I was talking to one of the past presidents at a meeting at Governors last Tuesday, and he told me, mentioned the name Beryl.
Beryl was the person who did it for years and years.
Right.
Before me. I think she started it up.
I didn't realise how long it's been actually running for.
Yeah, since 2007 or something. I'm not sure on that. But she lived just opposite the garden in a house just there.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she had a very big, she had a big group coming from the Multicultural Council. She actually had a van. She got money to have a van and collect people. So she'd drive all over town for a whole hour, pick up people, take them to the garden, show them, you know, they'd work a little bit in the garden. Then she'd take them next door to her house where they'd have some morning tea and they would talk about recipes. She would show them what they could cook. And then she'd take them all back home again. It's a big, big commitment.
It is a big commitment.
But then she also had children come from the school because it's part by the school.
Yep.
And she preferred working with the adults because, she just found it a bit tricky. And she then had too much on, I think, and gave it all up. And that's when it was left, I think, to the teachers. And the teachers said, we do not have the time to do that.
No, they wouldn't.
And so that's when they put the ad out. And, and I said, well, you know, if EnviroSchool helps and people come along from Multicultural Council and from the neighbourhood, you know. So there's a small group and it fluctuates. There's people come and go. There's a few there's one particular lady, two actually, that are very loyal. So it's a neighbour, and she just saw it in and also an ad in the Lowdown from the South Dunedin community paper. And another woman lives close by. She doesn't have a garden, but she loves gardening. We just work away, and sometimes some people come from the school to help, and it's just we try and grow a variety of things in there and just... The children love coming. It's very interesting.
Well, they'd love eating from the garden, wouldn't they? Trying food out. And
They just... So I'm always there on a Wednesday lunchtime.
Yeah.
And now a parent has joined as well to be there. And the children just flock in and they want to do all sorts of things. They want to try what's there. They ask questions. They say, can we help? And they want to water and wheelbarrow wood chips and look at the wildlife, you know, the worms and the butterflies and one group of little girls loves to come in at certain times when there's these miner's lettuce, they're quite big leaves, and they play making tacos.
Oh,
so they get these leaves and then they get things and put in and eat them, and and they always ask, when are the strawberries ready? And you have to show them. I have to show them how they develop and how the apples develop on the apple tree, because they say, that's an apple tree, but where are the apples? So there's a lot of children that do not have much idea of how things grow, but then there's also the ones that have a lot of experience. They come along and say, well, my garden at our house has got this and this and this and this and this and this, and so it's a wide variety. And then on the Wednesday also from 2 to 3 we have a group of children. If it's just me, it's two, but if there's two parents, or me and another parent, then we have 5 children, and they help doing all sorts of things, chopping the grass. What we've done now is also we're extending the garden out to make a food forest. So an old building got torn down, and so this space was made and was given over to the garden. So we put in fruit trees, and we're covering the grass with cardboard and mulch and putting in plants, and so that gives a lot more scope for children to help there's a big variety of jobs to do, you know. And we just vary it, you know, whatever needs doing. And if it's too hot, we're not in the hottest part and we just go a bit more in the shade. And yeah, so Emma Cade Lamb, she's also the seed library coordinator from South Dunedin. She's got a seed library out of her house. Yeah. So she's the parent that comes to help, and she is very interested in seed saving and giving away seeds. So that's a great bonus to have her help there.
Yeah.
And on the Wednesday's lunchtime, Jenny comes along and helps with the kids. Yeah, so it's very interesting on the Saturdays. So now we've changed to having it every Saturday. And people come along and we all share ideas, because everyone has got different ideas. Someone says, well, this is a weed, and the other one says, no, but I eat this. This is perfectly fine. And, you know, and we share recipes, and what do you do with this? And so a lot of Asian people do not quite know what to do with silver beet.
Yeah.
But they know other things that we think is like weeds, and they say, well, no, I cut this and I dry it and I put it in my breakfast, and, you know, like, it's very interesting.
Yeah. So for the listeners, the garden is Musselburgh School, which is
Marlow Street, but I don't know the number.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty easy to find. I mean, you'll see the school there. And if you're interested in volunteering and coming along or just finding out about gardens and growing, it's from 10 to 12 every Saturday morning. So, yeah, go along. It's great. I mean, Sue's has a plethora of knowledge on growing and composting and just different plants, and being able to give you information about it, and also meeting other people there that can share their knowledge. And also, it's springtime, so it's time to grow things, grow your veggies. I know for my wife and I, we try to grow as much as we can and buy less at the supermarket, because there seems to be a lot of GM food around, and it's good to know what your food, how it's been grown and what's going into it, just for health things. And we try to eat healthy.
And learn how to grow the local food that grows really well here.
Yeah. I think that the few times that Linda and I came to the garden, there was a lot of things that we didn't realise we had in our garden that you could eat or use, like, as a spice or herb. What you said about people thinking some things are weeds when they can be quite nutritious and helpful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sue, for coming along and doing this interview with us. I hope for those who listen that you gained some knowledge about our community garden. Please feel free to come, bring anyone that's interested, young or old, it's open to everyone. And yeah, happy gardening, enjoy our springtime in Dunedin, even though we have wind, rain and snow, but you can still grow. All right, take care. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Peter.
This program was produced for Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin, with support from New Zealand On the Air.